to Radio Free Nintendo right here at NintendoWorldReport.com. I'm your host, Carl Castaneda, and tonight we only have one guest. One cohort, as Mike often says. And it's Windy. Ahoy there.
What's up?
Yeah, Mike should have been here, but he is out cavorting with the unclean, as they often say. Yeah, Mike's got the night off, so it's just going to be us two. Yeah, I guess we should get right into it then. Well, what are you playing, Windy?
What have I been playing? Good question, actually. What have I been playing recently? Oh, that's right. I've been getting back into fighting games recently.
Have you now?
Yeah, that includes Smash Brothers, because, as you know, we reported on the site that Smash Brothers is coming to Evolution, which we'll talk about later in the podcast.
Right.
But I've also been playing some of my favorites, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, Capcom vs. SNK2, and, you know, all that fun stuff.
You know, and I almost bought Capcom versus SNK a while back, and something stopped me. And it's the thing about fighting games that's always kind of got on me is that it's always learning combos. And I hate memorizing combinations.
Yeah, like it does take a lot of dedication. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. But what else have you been playing?
That's kind of been it. I haven't really been playing that much this week. So how about you?
Well, I finished Hotel Dusk this week.
How was it?
And I like the ending. It's pretty cool. I've heard there are multiple endings, though, so I might go back to it just to see what else is there.
I hate multiple endings.
Yeah, well, you know, if you save before the end, then you can go back and kind of redo all the stuff you've done, I guess. But yeah, it is kind of cheap. You kind of want the best ending right from the outset, which is kind of why I've never really gotten into Castlevania or Metroid, where these kind of, you know, you have to get like the 80% endings and the 95% endings and the 11% endings. It's just too much, man.
It is. What they should do is that if you have a really big, long game, multiple endings, you should it's okay to have them, but they should be able to give you access to all the alternate endings after you beat the game once.
Or they should be so minute that it's not worth it to play it again.
No, even that, people will still want to see. It's like, you know, they have the alternate endings on the special edition DVD releases of movies. Why can't we get that in games?
Very true.
You know, you beat it once, or you get the special item where you get so much money you can unlock all the other multiple endings. And it sucks because, like for Tales of Symphonia, that game had multiple endings. I didn't even know it until months after I'd beaten it.
There's like a huge plot fork near the end of the game.
Oh, man.
Like, it makes a gigantic difference in your ending.
Sucks.
Yeah, that actually does really, really suck.
Especially because the ending of Tales was all, like, you know, animated, which is really cool.
Yeah. So you might actually get a really different ending, and that's just, it's heartbreaking a little bit.
Yeah, developers, if you're going to do multiple endings, let us see them all after we beat the game once, please. Because a lot of us don't have time to go through, you know, 20-hour game, not even like an 8 or 7 hour game again.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then there was that infamous, you know, Star Ocean 2, I think, which had like 250 different endings.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just way too much, obviously. Leave it to Tri-Ace. Let's see. Also, I was playing a little bit more Zelda. I've committed to doing one dungeon a weekend now. You know, I don't really play the game much during the week because you have to invest a lot of time in it, but I think one dungeon a weekend thing is working out real well for me because there's enough between each dungeon where during the week I can do a little bit here and there, and then I'll tackle the dungeon at the weekend. And again, very good, very great, even 9.5 worthy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Evan gave it a 9.5. I mean,
I agree with Evan on this one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with both people's reviews, and I mean, either way, Zelda's an amazing game. 9.5 or 10 doesn't really matter because you're gonna get it anyway. You're gonna play through.
Absolutely.
You're gonna love it. But you know, they had valid points. Speaking of Zelda, I still need to go back and play through the Cave of Ordeals a second time.
But my one real complaint about Zelda is that Twilight Princess, and this isn't really much of a complaint, more of just a comment. Twilight Princess is so good. I really hope it is the last traditional Zelda on consoles.
It has to be because Nintendo's been saying it's the last Zelda as we know it.
It's so refined and so, you know, clean cut that for them to try to do the same formula again, I don't think they'd be able to top it.
No, I've said this in the mailbag many times. There's no possible way Nintendo can out-Zelda themselves over Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
They just can't. It would be impossible.
This really is the ultimate Zelda as we know it right now.
Yeah, the only thing they can do, realistically, I feel, is that, you know, we've seen the legend of Zelda from Link's perspective all the time. Why not,
right,
you know, get the side from Zelda or get the side from Ganon?
You know, and a lot of people throw this around, but a Zelda MMO where you take where you use the races. I think that might be fun.
No.
Not necessarily if you incorporate it into the storyline, but just like as a world of Zelda craft. I think that might be fun.
No, it will not.
You wouldn't want to play as a Goron?
We did that in Majora's Mask already.
True, and I guess you already have played as a Zora and all that good stuff. But I mean, I think it could be a lot of fun.
No, it just won't. Zelda's a single player game. Period. End of story. That's it.
All right.
Not open to debate. we got our cool little multiplayer thing in Four Swords. That's it.
All right, fine. That's basically what we're playing. So let's move on to our community section. First up, Virtual Console Mondays of last week, we got 3 NES classics, 3 really good NES games, which is great to see because we hadn't seen a good Nintendo game on that platform in a while. We've got Kid Icarus, which is basically, as I've been told, Mario, but vertically.
No, Metroid, but vertically.
Metroid, but vertically.
Metroid's kind of vertically to begin with.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think Kid Icarus is a little overrated. Mm-hmm. Mike Gammon did the recommendation for the game. Yeah.
He recommended for everyone.
Yeah, everyone will enjoy it. It is hard. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not for everyone.
Right.
But I still feel it is overrated. People are complaining, well, where are the Kid Icarus sequels? Well, if it was such a good game, why didn't they make them? Well, that's the reason.
Very true.
It's a little overrated.
Yeah. I did play the game, not on its console, but emulated.
What?
Uh-oh. I played it emulated.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, neither did anyone else. But it seemed cool. Of course, I wasn't playing it with a real controller, though, so, yeah. But yeah, it seemed cool, and I might try it if I've got, 500 points burning a hole in my pocket, but... I'm actually way more interested in another game that was released this week, which is Kirby's Adventure.
Awesome.
And I've heard good things about that one.
It was the first game that, Kirby started sucking. with the copy powers and stuff like that. So
right.
We all know Kirby does that today, but Kirby's Adventure on the NES was really the first game he started doing that for real. And it's fun. It's just too easy. That doesn't take away with it. I think it's worth it for 500. I'm still thinking about getting it if I can scrounge up some money.
The graphics are surprisingly clean.
Yeah, it's one of the last NES games, so it should be.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm like, that looks like an early SNES title. It really does look really, really good.
Well, it looks good. I don't know if that's early SNES, but it does look good.
Right.
Because it's kind of like that washed out beige color.
Yeah, very cartoony.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it set the precedent for Kirby games to follow, basically.
Yeah. And last up, got a recommendation for fans only, and that was Ice Climbers.
Ice Climber, I think it is. It's not singular.
Oh,
even though it is a two-player co-op game.
But yeah, most people might they probably only know Ice Climbers in the plural sense from Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
And is the actual game worth it?
For two players, maybe. I think we might have overshot the recommendation on Ice Climbers 2. It's only 500 points, though, so you're not really...
Yeah, not much to lose.
Yeah, it's not much to lose. Oh, hey, fun fact.
Yeah.
Kid Icarus and Ice Climbers both have eggplants in them.
Coincidence?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Okay, with that out of the way, let's move on to our listener mail. Our good old buddy Saturn, who always keeps us nice and wet with listener mail when we're too dry to go on, gives us this letter, which says, "I'm sorry, but Zelda looked a lot more epic and fun to play in the older screenshots, as can be seen here." And he linked us to some of the old 2005 GameCube screenshots
on our site.
And then he said, "What happened to it? What did happen to it, Wendy?"
Well, let me see if I can recall some of the older screenshots. You had Link, playing with the cats. He was actually picking them up.
Yeah.
I think wasn't there one screenshot where he was kind of like talking to this old tree?
He was, walking to, this weird, forest giant.
Yeah, and even
kind of looked like Doshin.
Yeah, even the original trailer, Link, had his lantern, but he was going through a forest with, trees everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just, an endless forest of trees, and I remember seeing that, and I was like, wow, I cannot wait to see that. And I guess I got that area, a lot of other areas, too, got scrapped, but, that can happen when a game is in development for so long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been in development probably since, late 2003?
2003 or 2004. That sounds about right, yeah.
So we're talking right here, between 2.5 to 3 years of development time. And a lot can change in that kind of period.
I mean, even a lot changed between E3 2005 and when the game was released.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I remember in the 2005 build, wasn't R being used as an item button?
I don't recall. Probably was.
I think it was, and then obviously I don't think that made it into the GameCube version.
Yeah, that probably got switched around because they basically ignored the GameCube version, made everything work on the Wii, and then moved everything. They moved the Wii version down to the GameCube, essentially.
Right.
Because there are some questionable control issues on the GameCube.
But, I mean, even in Saturn says it's more epic in the older shots, but I gotta say, I'm playing through it right now, and it's pretty epic.
You can't judge how epic a game will be based on screenshots. Obviously, the final product is pretty damn epic.
Yeah.
Would have been nice to see that old stuff in the current game? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't happen. What we got is different, kind of the same, but different.
Right.
And, you know, Zelda isn't the only game to do that. Because I remember Resident Evil 4.
Oh, yeah, it used to be on a spaceship, wasn't it?
No, it was the first trailer they showed for that. I think it was 2004, probably, right?
Yeah.
Leon was, like, you know, in his jacket, but he was kind of going down, like, a blue-tinged hall.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get these... I don't really remember anything other than that, but they scrapped that completely. Thank God.
the original Resident Evil 4 turned out to be Devil May Cry, so what can you do?
Well, I'm glad they changed their mind on that.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap us up for community. When we come back, we're going to be doing the news, so see you after this commercial break.
Nintendo World Report presents Haiku Theater. Boy sees brand new game. Boy looks into his wallet, into his own soul. Boy looks at the price, again at his very soul. Boy is very cheap. A wise old man speaks. Seek the source of all wisdom. Seek the gems, my son. Whereat the boy asks, where can I locate this source? I must know, old man. The old man chuckles at Nintendo World Report. By the 9.5. The boy starts to smile, his hard journey now complete. Thank you, wise old man. Haiku complete.
All right, and we're back for the news. First up today, Shigeru Miyamoto and Alexey Pachinov are going to be getting some special awards at Game Developers Conference.
Yep, the Game Developers Choice Awards, they don't only honor the developers' choice for best games, but they also honor certain individuals. And this year, Alexey Pachinov, of course, is the creator of Tetris. He is getting the First Penguin Award, which acknowledges developers who dive headfirst into unknown territory and pave the way for the rest of the development community.
Like so much penguins.
Yeah, that's a funny name for an award, don't you think?
It really is a very strange name for an award. But, yeah, what can you do? And Miyamoto is getting what again?
The Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay. He's never gotten that before from GDC?
He was the first member inducted in the AIS Hall of Fame.
Ah.
And let's see, what other gaming awards are there?
I think they've also inducted Gunpei Yokoi into the Hall of Fame, right? Or was that Lifetime Achievement?
I don't remember. There are so many awards these days now.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Good luck to them, and congratulations.
Yes.
Next up, Japanese virtual console games might come to the U.S. Awesome or so awesome?
Neither. I'm still holding my breath on this.
Really?
You know, the Nintendo comment was, well, we understand that there are people who would like to see that, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Very true. But it is nice that they're at least talking about it.
Yeah, you mean, talking about it's the first step, because you know we all want Mother 3 to come to the U.S. and they're aware of that, but they're like, yeah, whatever, we're not gonna bring it over here. You're crazy.
They
Nobody
might.
Wants Game Boy games anymore.
Although yeah. I will say, if they do bring Sin and Punishment to Virtual Console in the
US,
I will laugh in Obi's face over and over and over again, because he's been this kind of guy who's saying they'll never bring Sin and Punishment over here.
Yes, but
from the beginning.
Yes, but there's a concern I have about that, and actually all other N64 games, since we're on the subject of Virtual Console.
Uh-huh.
In last week's mailbag, I mentioned a couple people asked in some questions about how the N64 controller doesn't really have an equal in terms of what you can do on the Virtual Console.
Right.
Both the classic controller and the GameCube controller don't make very good replacements for the N64 controller.
In what way?
So, what was that?
Well, in what way? Like, in what way are they...
Well, let's see. The N64 controller had 3 triggers and 6 face buttons. Do you see either of those on the controllers you can play on?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got 4 triggers on the Virtual Console controller, and you've got 4 face buttons. So, you know, play around with it. Maybe mess around with the control scheme a little bit, and you can make it work.
You can hit 6 buttons with your thumb. You can't do that on either controller on the Virtual Console.
Okay, well, hitting 6 controllers with your thumb...
Carl, stop trying to fight it. It's just bad.
And, because hitting six buttons with your finger on
Carl, shut up.
Controllers is ridiculous in its own way, all right? Because the N64 controller, and I've said this many times, is crap. Probably the worst controller Nintendo's ever made.
Probably, but that doesn't mean... It doesn't matter that it's, you know, it was bad back then. It still has no equal.
It has no equal in
That's
sucking,
a novel
maybe.
Way of saying it, yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever.
But history has shown using a stick to replace buttons doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't work, absolutely. I know I was playing in the Ocarina of Time GameCube version using the stick.
Exactly.
The C buttons. No, it doesn't work. It really doesn't.
So therefore the N64 won't be very well represented on Virtual Console.
I remember hearing that before the Wii came out that there was going to be adapters that you could actually plug in your old controllers.
Yeah, I think the original rumor was that you could put your Wii remote into like a controller shell.
Yeah.
And I mean, everyone assumed, even me, that it just made total sense. The classic controller should have had 6 face buttons. Not only would that accommodate the N64, but that would also accommodate the 6 button Genesis games.
Just because, and the fact that it's so good for fighters.
Oh yeah,
the 6-button layout for fighters is pretty much mandatory these days.
Yeah, but you know, Nintendo screwed it up
once again.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of fighting games, Super Smash Bros. Melee is now going to be at the Evolution Fighting Tournament. We mentioned this earlier, but still, pretty awesome.
It is, and I'm actually going to go back to Evolution this year.
Oh, cool.
I've been there a couple times. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome event. If you love fighting games, there are going to be 4 regional tournaments, and also the world tournament's going to be in Las Vegas again this year. And finally, Smash Brothers got added. A couple of years, it was kind of this sideshow game. You know, there are areas where you could bring your own games and just to play people, and they also have the tournament hall.
Right.
And, you know, people brought Smash Brothers just because it's a fun game.
Yeah.
And now that it's an actual tournament game, it's finally up there with some of the fighting game legends, you could say. Like, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike is the fighting game. Period.
Now, are you going to rep up NWR and compete, or are you just going to be a spectator?
I might compete. I'm going to get my ass kicked, because there are... You know, we think we're good at Smash Brothers. No, we're not. Seriously. I mean, the top level Smash Brothers player will eat you for breakfast.
I don't think wave dashing should be tournament kosher, because it's not a real part of the game. It's a glitch.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
If the game is capable of performing it, it's all good.
But it wasn't intended to be in the game.
Neither was snaking.
And I don't support that either.
Well, then you're dumb. As long as you're playing within the limits of the game, it is legal. If you choose not to, you're just fooling yourself.
Then you're being a purist. Okay, that means that someone who mashes the C-stick in Smash Brothers is equal to someone who doesn't?
Hey, C-stick's there. If you want to use it, use it. If you don't, don't. Simple as that.
I don't think that's kosher.
Then you're going to lose if you want to enter. It's that simple.
I don't support it at all. And if you mash the C-stick and if you wave dash, then you are on the list.
And then you want to win.
Well, whatever.
What is the purpose of playing a game? To lose?
Playing it the right way. Playing it the way that the developers
intended. If you play it the right way and lose, are you having any fun?
if you're playing it the right way and lose, at least you lose like a man.
Yeah, but you still lose.
Whatever.
You're failing to see the point of competition.
We're off this conversation. next up, we've got a rumor here that Namco said they're going to announce a new Tales game within the next week, and so Jeux France, the popular French gaming site, has put up a rumor that says that Tales of Phantasia will come to the DS in its second form, Tales of Phantasia 2. Not only that, Tales of the Abyss will be ported to the Wii, and a sequel to Abyss will be made all new for the Wii called Tales of Harmony.
Didn't we talk about this a couple episodes back, that they might be bringing a game to the GameCube?
Yeah, we talked about the fact that they were developing something called Swords of Legendia, which was going to be an offshoot of Tales of Legendia.
They got all their series now. I'm totally forgetting.
Yeah, they've, you know. But I'm really glad that they didn't mention Legendia here, because Legendia was kind of the black sheep in recent years, because they had Symphonia, which was absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And they had Abyss after Legendia, which is really great, but then in between you got Legendia, which was just crap.
Let's see. Let's take this one at a time. First of all, the DS.
Tales of Phantasia 2, I see it. I see it happening.
It's probably going to happen. I mean, Dragon Quest IX is on the DS, so that's fair game to everybody now.
Tales of Phantasia, it's a 2D game, you know, so they can take it to DS without many problems. You know, it's a moneymaker, so
anything
on
the DS is a moneymaker now.
Exactly. Tales of the Abyss port on Wii. Yeah, I can see that too.
That's... The port definitely is probable, just because... the Wii is just taken off. And if you didn't get it on the PS2, then you're probably going to get it on the Wii one way or the other. And that'll probably be cheap, easy for Namco to put together. But that kind of goes into, are we going to see Harmony on the Wii? Maybe. It's very possible. Because Symphonia did terrifically on the GameCube for it being a GameCube game.
Oh yeah, it did pretty well. Especially for an exclusive RPG in America, it did really well.
Yeah, and although Namco did eventually port it to the PS2 in Japan, it was still very, very popular on the GameCube. And I don't see why they couldn't translate that success over to the Wii. I think the series kind of go hand in hand with the Nintendo console.
I really do think that it'll work out well. I mean, and we'll see within the next week, so...
Yeah, they might have announced it by the time you hear this, but you never know.
All right. Next up, we've got another rumor. Viva Pinata might be coming to the DS. Now, this comes from the EGM Quarterman column, so
He's not called Quarterman anymore. He's just the Q.
No, they still sign a Quarterman.
No. Well, he's just officially the Q.
Whatever. So Viva Pinata to DS. Now, it's no rumor, it's no big secret to anyone that Viva Pinata did not perform up to snuff on the 360.
Well, Microsoft thinks it did well. It's just, I think that they
Microsoft PR thinks it did well.
Well, no. They said they were happy with it.
Well, they say.
They've been disappointed with other games, too. Given the type of game Viva Pinata is, it looks like a kid's game, but it's really not designed for kids. So it's in that weird area.
Yeah, I think one of the One Up Yours guys, John Davison, put it best when he said that the look of it is too kiddie to appeal to adults, and the adult gameplay is too mature to appeal to kids.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They found themselves, basically, they put themselves in this super niche market with adults who feel comfortable with themselves enough to play Viva Pinata. Unfortunately, there aren't many people like that, so...
Well, you could say that they're, filling in a gap.
A very small gap.
Yeah.
But a gap nonetheless.
Yeah.
But yeah, a DS game, I can see that.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting. You get some Wi-Fi action going on there.
Hell yes. You know, Rare's done a Wi-Fi game before. They did it with Diddy Kong. So.
Yes, but, you know, if this did come to fruition, I'd only give it a 30% chance at the moment. If it ever did come about, it'd be really weird. Because Viva Pinata is a Microsoft property. And then you have a Microsoft property on a Nintendo platform.
Yeah.
And this whole gaming industry thing, the strange bedfellows, because obviously Microsoft is a purveyor of the wonderful Windows OS system.
Yeah.
And they provide this operating system to Sony's VAIO PCs.
Yeah.
Now, they're partners in that respect.
Yeah.
But obviously they're competitors in the console space.
Right.
And although Nintendo and Microsoft aren't really competing each other in the handheld space, one has to assume that if a company is putting resources into a handheld game, they're not putting those resources into 360 development.
Well, so, here's how I think that the way that Microsoft is viewing Nintendo is as someone that they can coexist with. Now, Microsoft and Sony cannot coexist. They're way too similar in their target audience and what they're trying to do with the industry, which is bring it into kind of like a home entertainment thing.
Yeah.
But with Nintendo, their target is very different. They're trying to kind of expand the game space, but not, you know, become an OS or become a home theater system or anything like that. So I think that in Microsoft's eyes, that they can coexist very peacefully and very successfully with Nintendo.
Wii 60 for the win.
Peter Moore himself has said, you know, hey, get a 360 and a Wii.
Well, Sony said that too, so that doesn't really count.
Well, I don't think. Well, yeah, but you know, whatever. But and then Reggie was on quote saying, "I'd rather you just buy two Wiis, to be honest." But hey, that's just me.
But like that's one thing for handhelds and consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft was okay with Rare putting out Diddy Kong Racing on the DS because
they
put out
a couple of GBA games too.
Yeah, so I mean, Microsoft's fine with that because handhelds are totally separate from consoles. Yeah.
Right.
At least they are right now. But when you're getting into the console space, Wii versus 360, what I said earlier, if a publisher is putting resources into making a Wii game, they're not putting those resources into making a 360 game. So as much as Sony and Microsoft say, oh, we're not competing with Nintendo, they are. They're competing for developer resources. They're competing for publisher resources. Publishers and developers can only make so many games at a time. And if you're not making them for one system, you're making them for a different system. That's just the bottom line.
Very true, very true. Okay, and on that note, let's go to our last news story this week, which is a new channel was released on Wii. Ooh. The Everybody Votes channel.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
It really did. I was talking to Mike Sklenz online. We were talking about editing a podcast, actually. And he's like, wait, hold on a second. My Wii is glowing. And then I went over and I checked out, and sure enough, so was mine. And there it was. Everybody Votes. So I guess Nintendo's going to be releasing a channel a month. That seems like what they're going to be doing here.
That'd be
and
awesome.
And, yeah, it's really, really cool. I actually really like Everybody Votes. So far, I have a 100% prediction rating.
Me too.
With polls. Now, in case you don't know what it is, basically, there are a whole bunch of these polls that Nintendo approves. You can submit them, but it has to be Nintendo approved. So there are really only a few going on at any given time. And you can vote, and then you can predict on what's going to get the most votes. And that gives you your prediction rating. And it's something to you know fool around with every few days.
Every day,
but every I don't know about every day because they don't release polls every day.
I guess they
but
update them every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, they do. They do it every few days, and
it's nice because they update the question in the Wii menu, so you don't have to click through every time.
Yeah, very true. And yeah, it's a cool quirky thing that you know you wouldn't have really thought of before, but now that you see, it, you're like, that's a cool thing. I'm gonna play around with that. So yeah. Kudos Nintendo. We appreciate it.
You know, my theory behind it is that it's really the marketing research channel instead of the.
I was thinking of that too, actually.
Because Nintendo can ask anything they want, people will respond to it, and then they can have pretty good data on what we owners think, and therefore
absolutely.
They can, like say, do you prefer, I guess, dogs or cats? Question. Well,
yeah.
I think everybody preferred dogs.
Right.
So now
Nintendogs 2 confirmed.
Yeah. So therefore they might have a I guess everybody likes dogs. Maybe we can put the Wii version of Nintendogs out there. People
there's
buy it because they like dogs.
It's a direct line to the Wii.
Yes.
There's to Wii owners. I mean, you don't with the internet. There's an intermediary, but with the Wii, it's boom direct line. You have the Wii owners talking to you straight out, and it's really nice.
And yeah, even though they're like yes, no questions, A or B questions, you can still learn a lot.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I'm just waiting for the day they ask that question that just totally raises a flag of, yeah, we're obviously polling you for something in the future. It's like,
yeah.
What do you like better, racing games or fighting games? Something like that.
Would you rather Mario was another platformer, or would you rather he took a drive?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if any kind of question... Like, even if it doesn't come up, Nintendo has the option to ask that question. Therefore, it's just another kind of brilliant thing on their part. That yeah, it's kind of cool and quirky for us, but it's also really useful for them. So everybody wins here.
And it begs the question, what's next? Now, we're going to answer that question when we come back from this commercial break in our feature. So see you on the other side of this commercial.
Let me guess. You just got a brand new Wii for Christmas, and after you finish Zelda, you're thinking to yourself, you know, I think I'd like to try some classic games. So you go onto Nintendo's Virtual Console service, and you're looking around, and you see some games you might want to try, maybe some Street Fighter, Super Castlevania, maybe even Bonk's Adventure. Never know. But you're thinking to yourself, you know, I've never played these games. I don't know if they're any good. And I don't want to waste my precious VC points. So here's what you do. You go over to NintendoWorldReport.com and check out Virtual Console Mondays. Every week, on Monday, the staff at NintendoWorldReport.com dedicates their time to finding out what the best new games of that week are, whether it's Super Castlevania, Street Fighter, or the not-so-great NES Baseball. You can count on them to always tell you the truth in an easy-to-digest format. Again, that's NintendoWorldReport.com, Virtual Console Mondays. Have a great new year, everybody.
And we're back for our feature section. This is channels we want to see on the Wii in the future. So, Wendy, why don't you go first?
Channels, well, before we do that, let's look at the channels Nintendo's already released this far.
Yeah.
Let's see, the first channel was, well, the channels that came with the Wii. We had the photo channel, that was there from the beginning. Let's see, the Wii Shop channel was there, I don't think anything was really available in it from the beginning. And then later, first came the Internet channel.
Right.
Which is currently just a trial version. The full version is going to come out
and
later.
We'll hopefully have more functionality because having MPEG, not having any sort of support for that sucks.
Well, you know, it's pretty good for what it is, but it is still the trial version.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, for something that's free, I definitely can't complain, but I hope that the full version will have a lot more functionality.
And a lot more porn, too.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, the news channel. News channel's cool.
News channel is pretty cool. I actually used that this week. Just out of the blue. I was like, you know what? I want to see what's on the news. So I put up a slideshow. And you know what? Pretty cool. I actually kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, actually a lot more more news at your fingertips than like at CNN's website.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget the forecast channel?
Yeah, I don't think anyone uses that, though.
Man, yeah. There's no reason.
Yeah. You can kind of look outside and pretty much get the same kind of forecast.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's still free, so.
Yeah, but if you want it to be it's got to be useful. Like, you know, dirt is free. Can you get out of dirt? True.
Dirt channel.
The dirt channel. And then most recently, released this week, Everybody Votes channel.
Which is cool. We like it.
I forget who said it. It might have been Mike, but it should have been named the We Vote channel.
Oh, yeah, it should have been, really. But, yeah, what can you know? What can you do there? Yeah.
So that's what's been released, and obviously more is going to be coming, especially now that they released the Everybody Votes channel. Nobody was expecting that, so now we just don't know what Nintendo is going to come up with next.
I really do think that they're going to be releasing pretty much one a month.
One a month would be wicked awesome.
Yeah. Because that seems to be what they've been doing thus far, so could be pretty cool.
But that was then.
That was then. This is now.
This is the future.
The future. And what's coming in the future?
Well, first, there have been some rumors flying around about which channels could be coming. Mm-hmm. The biggest one I've heard, I think it came out of Gamefront, the German game site, was that the Wii Demo channel, to where you could download game demos.
For DS, yes. For Wii games, I doubt it.
Yeah, because we've also got that... that question mark of when is the Wii and when are the Wii and the DS going to be hooking up? We know it's coming. Nintendo said it's coming.
Yeah,
it's obviously going to happen. Just when and how. Another channel. It'll probably work that way. But let's not automatically assume that Wii demos can't happen.
Unless they release a hard drive, can't. They can't.
Why? Why must demos be huge?
Well, okay, because the internal memory on the Wii isn't large enough for
512 megabytes. You can download one or two at a time. You download it, you play it, you're done with it.
And then you're going to delete it?
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have to. That's the thing. You should be able to hold as many demos as you want.
Well, this is true for, you know, like the 360. But people hold on to those demos because they know they're not going to buy the real game. So they just play the demos until they're tired with the demo.
It doesn't erase the fact that if I want to hold on to a demo, I should be able to. And
then just download it again.
Well,
it's not like
but I should. That's such an inconvenience. I shouldn't have to. That's like saying if I want to play one of my virtual console games, I should have to download it again.
Playing free games is such an inconvenience.
Yeah, well, I mean, getting to my free games is kind of an inconvenience sometimes if Nintendo's going to make it that way.
Look,
and if they're not going to let us use SD cards to, you know, store games other than just storing the save files, then honestly, I'd rather not have Wii downloads on the Wii.
Yeah, that I do agree with you with. Nintendo, I don't know why they won't allow you to save stuff directly to an SD card. Maybe they're afraid that if you pull the SD card while it's being saved and something goes haywire, maybe they didn't design the Wii with that.
I think it's the piracy issue where you can take your game and then put it in your PC. But if they do adequate piracy protection on that, I don't think it'll be a problem.
No, that piracy protection has nothing to do with it, because as you can see, that it's impossible to copy a virtual console game. Nobody's done it yet. I don't think anybody will do it.
Right.
Just because it's one game, one console, and it's not like all the emulators and ROMs are out there if somebody wanted to get any game they wanted for free. So that's not really the issue. Demos, who cares if you can distribute a demo for free? Isn't that the point of a demo?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I do agree with you that, yeah, it would be nice to store multiple demos, and maybe they can make the demos small enough to where you can store 4 or 5 without eating up too much memory space. Just because Xbox 360 demos are, you know, minimum 600 megabytes doesn't mean the Wii's have to be that big.
You're saying, well, yeah, you could just delete them later or whatever, but the thing is, like, I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to. As a consumer, I should have things be very easy for me. Like, if they're going to make things that difficult, then as a casual consumer, why should I invest my time in it?
No, but here, look at this from Nintendo's perspective. If you download a demo and you play it, but you can't keep it, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to either save it and not be able to download other stuff, or you're going to delete it. But if you wanted to play the game, well, maybe you wanted to play the game again. Well, I don't want to put up the hassle from downloading the demo all the time, so I'll just go out and buy it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if a game's giving me lots of shit in, you know, trying to play the demo, I'm not going to be like, I've had such a good experience with having to recall this game back and forth every time. I'm going to go pay $50 for it. Now, you know, and screw Nintendo's perspective. They're not me. How about my perspective? How about my perspective as a consumer? Nintendo should be serving me. I shouldn't have to be thinking of things from, oh, well, you know, it's cool for Nintendo because I want to support them as a company. I don't care. I want them to cater to me.
Did you buy a Wii?
I did buy a Wii.
So who cares what you think?
Nintendo should care what I think. That's why their market share has gone down every freaking generation, is because they don't care about what we think as someone who's already bought their console.
Okay, but you bought their console, right?
Yeah.
So what's your argument?
But why should I buy the next Wii if they're going to be like this?
You will.
You know what? Sometimes I wonder. So chew on that, Nintendo.
You see, Carl, that's the point, though. One or two people complaining about that, who cares, as long as people keep buying their stuff.
But history has shown that they don't.
Well, history has shown that an underpowered console doesn't really matter, and look at the Wii.
One of these days, Wendy, you're going to have to stop making apologies for Nintendo.
I'm not making apologies. I'm just giving it from their perspective. From my perspective, I wish there was a 20-gig hard drive in the Wii, but you know what? There's not. Complaining about it isn't going to do anything until Nintendo releases a hard drive adapter.
Which I hope they do. And I do think that eventually, and hopefully, they will, because there are two USB ports on there.
And currently, they're useless.
And currently, yeah, they do nothing right now. So, I'm hoping that that's what they're for. You know, they're going to put up a USB hard drive. But, you know, if they don't, then, you know, once again, another useless port on a Nintendo console.
Yeah, but they're USB, which aren't really useless, even though they're not really used for anything at the moment.
So they have no use, but they're not useless?
Yeah, I know, that's kind of funny to say, but, you know, there's a proprietary port in the back of the, like, underneath the GameCube, and it just, nobody used it, and it's Nintendo's thing, so, like, yeah, whatever. But any third party can come up with this oddball accessory, they'll just plug it into the Wii.
Okay, very sure, I'll give you that.
I mean, you can, like, have a controller recharging station that you plug into the Wii. And, it, you know, all USB ports can feed power. It doesn't matter if they're useless otherwise. So,
all right. Well, we've gone way off topics here, so let's get back to channels that we want to see on the Wii. Before we started recording, I was telling you that I'd like to see something kind of like a release date channel that'll tell you when, you know, Nintendo games are coming out. Because, you know, as hardcore gamers, we obviously know when games are coming out. But, you know, just to see what's coming down the grapevine soon. And if they were actually going to announce release dates on there first, then I think, really, people would use it all the time.
Hey, you know what? I had a thought come to me right now. You could name it the Wii Preview Channel.
Ah.
And you get also have, you know, screenshots, game videos.
That would be stuff awesome. Like that. So that would be amazing. I would love that.
Yeah, because Xbox Live Marketplace, you can download game videos. You can't do screenshots, which is kind of weird, actually. It'd be really nice if you have screenshots.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would actually be really useful, not only for everybody, but for us, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and, you know, people come over to your house, they're like, oh, okay, well, what's coming out soon on the Wii? I'm like, well, let me show you. And then you go over there, and you can show them, you know, demos, and you can show them screenshots and all that good stuff. So
yeah, and it'd be really neat every time. You could, like, subscribe to it, and every time there's a game update, you could, like, you know, I want my Wii to light up every time there's new info on this game.
Yeah.
So if Nintendo puts an update to, like, Mario Galaxy, there's a new video. Your mm-hmm. slot lights up, you check your mail, new video for Mario Galaxy in the Wii preview channel. You hop onto the Wii preview channel.
And since the Wii is always online, you could just have them stream.
Yeah.
It would be great. Nintendo, I hope you're listening. I hope you guys go through with that.
That would be really neat, actually.
I would be a big supporter of something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Any other suggestions? Any other ideas?
Yeah, like, there's this thing kicking about is that Nintendo is saying that not only are they going to have the old classic games through the Wii Shop channel, but they're also going to offer the new games that, you know, not the classics, but the new games felt
from Wii. Oh, so new WiiWare. Stuff.
Yeah, but I think that Nintendo might do well to make that an entirely separate channel.
How so?
Because, you know, you get your the Wii Shop channel, you can get all the Virtual Console games, and you can get the WiiWare. But you might also want to have a separate channel because you might want to get demos of all the new games. I know I said before that demos probably aren't going to happen like that. Like a small game won't have a demo. I'm still holding on to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a separate channel, people might be more willing to go in there and look at all the new games.
Right.
So if there was like a version of Worms, which I would love to see on the Wii, you know, it's just two clicks away, you know, Wii menu, click, start, click, and there are all these new games. But through the Wii Shop channel, you got to go through like four or five steps just to see all the games you want to get. So I think it might be better if it was organized separately. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I just feel that if they want the new games to not crowd out the old games, they want to separate them.
Yeah. I think really just in general, the Wii Shop channel needs to be really overhauled to be easier to
connect to
not only just to connect you but just to and you actually have heard a lot of complaints like that, although I myself have never experienced that.
I've gotten that more than a few times,
but I think they really just need an overhaul in the design of the shop channel because it's kind of disorganized.
Yeah, they could better organize it, I think.
So, but other than that, but now of course there aren't many VC games out. Now there are what, like 30, something like that?
Oh, God, there's got to be more than that.
Between, probably, maybe closer to 50, but somewhere around you know, 40, 50.
Let me check right down here.
But, yeah, so somewhere between 40 and 50 probably is probably what they've got. And, you know, pretty soon when they've got, you know, 100, 150, 200, it's going to be a lot harder to navigate. And so when that happens...
Let's see. How can you sort them right now? You can sort them by
console, by system. Alphabetically.
Alphabetically and by the newest first.
Right.
Yeah, they're gonna. Eventually, they're gonna be maybe even thousands of games on Virtual Console.
Possibly.
You know, high hundreds definitely, but you're gonna need more sorting power than that. Maybe I want to see all the racing games.
By genre games. Definitely.
Or maybe there's just like maybe I just have a Wii remote. What games can I play with the Wii remote only?
Or even, you like know what, if you're looking for a specific game, there should be like a search bar.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can type in it with the Wii Remote.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that should about close us up for our feature. So, yeah, I hope you guys have had fun listening to this podcast. This was the feature about channels we want to see on the Wii in the future. And don't forget, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, vote, you know, have a great time. And also remember to send us listener mail at rfn@nintendoworldreport.com. We always love getting emails, and just, you know, we want more than just Saturn. We need more support. Always.
We'll appreciate Saturn, but...
Oh, yeah, we definitely appreciate Saturn. Saturn is my homeboy.
We actually do get a lot of mail in, but he just sends in the best questions.
He does. You guys have to one-up Saturn. Anyway, So, yeah, like I said, I hope you had a great time listening, and see you next week. Later, everybody.
Bye-bye, y'all.